Snap releases desktop camera app, Twitter may remove like button, and Facebook's Q3 earnings point to focus on stories. It's Monday, November 5th, 2018. All of that is coming up along with the week's news quick hits on episode 340 of Brave Ad World.
New consumers, new media, new strategies. This is Brave Ad World.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 340 of Brave Ad World, the official podcast of BraveAdWorld.com, which combines actionable insights with some of the latest headlines in social media and digital marketing news. Every week, or as close to it as I can, I take the top stories, provide a recap, and then share insights as to what those stories might mean to us as marketers. My name is Taylor Wickert, and yes, here we are back once again. That's the thing with this space. There's always something to talk about. So let's just dive right into the headlines and talk first about Snap. So Snap is really embracing its positioning as a camera company. It just released a new app for Mac and Windows computers that brings Snap's lens technology to desktop experiences. This free app, it allows desktop users to access Snap's library of lenses, including those created by the lens creator community, which means there is a lot to choose from. And then they can share their creations that they created through this app via YouTube, Skype, Google Hangouts, and other platforms. Thing is, you don't need to be a Snapchat user to make use of the app. And to take this effort even further, Snap is actually partnering with Twitch. Twitch users, they're going to be able to use the Snap camera to share while streaming on the platform. And new lenses, they can be unlocked by scanning Snap codes that will appear in Twitch broadcasts, so those Twitch content creators can keep their communities really engaged through these lenses. To launch the effort, Snap is actually launching these lenses with League of Legends, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, World of Warcraft, and Overwatch. All very popular streaming games. So outside of spectacles, Snap, they really haven't done too much to be a quote-unquote camera company outside of their core app, Snapchat. But that may be changing with this app launch. Snap really seems to be embracing the idea that its technology can live everywhere and be decoupled from the core Snapchat app. And that's a pretty exciting proposition for other platforms because Snap is really the leader when it comes to AR overlays. So bring that technology to more platforms, that can make a lot of experiences more enjoyable, more engaging, more fun for users. And Twitch is the perfect platform to kick this effort off because of their highly engaged community. All right, let's talk about Twitter. Because as part of their efforts to clean up the platform, Twitter will likely be removing the heart-shaped like function that the platform from the platform. And they say this could happen, quote, soon, unquote. And that's according to reports from The Telegraph. Twitter has not confirmed the action, but it did release a statement saying that it is, quote, rethinking everything about the service, which includes the like button, unquote. Twitter's leader, Jack Dorsey, he said that he's not a supporter of the like button because it incentivizes people to create content that people will simply like instead of contributing to a healthy conversation. In other words, a healthy dialogue, a healthy back and forth. Now, Twitter has a lot of challenges on its plate, so it's difficult to see how the removal of the like button will actually help in its quest to make the conversation on the platform healthier. Twitter's more drastic new moves, such as the mass removal of accounts, that's made the platform less toxic, and we saw that last week in Twitter's earnings report. So it's interesting to see what type of engagement Twitter wants to encourage, though. Dorsey, he clearly wants people to talk and to share more on the platform, but one of the reasons people talk and share, that's to give feedback. That includes positive feedback, such as likes, and active feedback that includes retweets and replies. Removing likes removes one of the lowest barrier ways for people to engage. So while this may be a step in the right direction for Twitter to improve the platform, it still, in many ways, feels like a drop in the bucket compared to what Twitter could be doing. And I do wonder if it will really achieve that goal of driving healthy conversation on the platform, or even marginally contribute toward that goal. All right, it's earnings season, and there's one player that we haven't talked about, and that's Facebook. They reported their Q3 earnings, and the news feed is going to be taking a backseat for Facebook, at least according to its Q3 earnings report. The social network, they reported a 33% year-over-year increase in ad sales, which sounds great. It is a drop, however, from the 49% increase it reported a year ago. So Facebook's growing much more slowly. And now Facebook, they plan to do more to generate revenue from stories, which CEO Mark Zuckerberg, he pretty much admitted that they don't make as much money as feed ads currently do. He also admitted that shifting from the newsfeed revenue to stories ad revenue, that's going to be a slow transition. So investors should expect slower growth than what they've become accustomed to, because Facebook has very much typically delivered for Wall Street. To be fair, while ads within stories have been active on Instagram for some time, Facebook only started advertising within stories last month. So if Facebook really doubles down on advertising within Facebook stories, it may be faster than what we expect in terms of success. But stories are a bet for Facebook, born out of necessity. The ephemeral nature of stories, it creates a much less toxic environment than what's in the newsfeed, and it encourages what Facebook says it wants, and that's to encourage connections between friends and family, because you broadcast in the feed, you share more intimate moments in stories. That being said, stories has not seen the adoption on Facebook nearly as much as it has on Instagram. So it's going to be a tough road for Facebook to kind of wean users off of the newsfeed and get them onto stories. The newsfeed is Facebook, for better or for worse. So it's a struggle to see how much time users will want to spend on a feature within Facebook that they're already getting on Instagram. If all of Facebook's platforms become stories platforms, why use multiple ones? If Facebook's going to focus on the same feature on different platforms, Facebook could very well start cannibalizing its properties by making users choose one platform over the other instead of adopting two or three. Why do I need two platforms that really do the same thing? All right, that is it for the week's main story. So now I'm going to dive into the news quick hits, where I'm going to hit other stories that happened this week at a high level that didn't get discussed earlier. Tinder's getting into the programmatic ad business thanks to a partnership with Google. Tinder will start selling ads using Google's ad server to manage and measure campaigns. This is going to allow brands to buy ads on the ad server programmatically or via private marketplaces. Tinder's testing things right now as it will be evaluating how ad frequency impacts its users, but if all goes well, the plan is to roll out programmatic advertising by the end of this year. Snapchat's launching 26 new premium video series in the UK. The effort is an expansion of its Snapchat Shows product, which is made up of premium shows, including serialized content. With Snapchat Shows, users can subscribe to original series from the likes of Vice, The Guardian, Manchester City, and others. Speaking of the UK is imposing a digital service tax on domestic revenue of what British Chancellor Philip Hammond referred to as, quote, established tech giants, unquote. In other words, it's going after Facebook, Google, and Amazon. The argument is that these companies are absorbing huge amounts of the global economy, so making them pay keeps some of that revenue in the UK. It's also part of Europe's overall efforts to curb these companies, and because they've been met with increased skepticism over recent years as they've conflicted with EU regulators when it comes to privacy and competition. Uber has launched Ride Passes, a new subscription service that offers users discounted rides and protection from surge pricing. So for anywhere between $14.99 to $24.99 per month, depending on market, users can subscribe to the service. Uber estimates riders will save 15 to 20% on their rides. The service is similar to Lyft's All Access Pass, which offers riders 30 rides per month for a monthly fee. Apple announced new hardware this week. This includes a new iPad Pro that boasts slimmer bezels, slimmer sides, faster processors, a better camera, and Face ID. It also removed the home button and headphone jack. Apple also announced a new MacBook Air that offers Retina display. Twitter's 280 character limit has been around for a year now. It's hard to believe, but the habit of short form tweets hasn't been shaken. The average tweet length is 33 characters, and over 3% of tweets are over 190 characters. Users have also grown a bit more polite by using things like please and thank you more often because they have the characters to do it. In abbreviations, they've seen a decline as users have adopted to saying things like great, G-R-E-A-T, instead of great, G-R, the number 8. And lastly, speaking of Twitter, Twitter's spam reporting tool is getting more sophisticated. Now users can do more than just flag tweets. Users can now provide more granular details on why the tweet is being reported. They can also report fake accounts or accounts they believe to be bots. All right, that is it for episode 340 of Brave Ad World. We covered a lot. Before I let you go, I always want to hear from you. Send questions, send comments. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't like to Brave Ad World. @gmail.com. And if you can, rate and review this podcast on iTunes or your platform of choice. It helps me know what you think and it helps others find the podcast. I can be found on Twitter @twiegert. That's T-W-I-E-G-E-R-T. You can also find my personal thoughts and insight on social media and digital marketing at braveadworld.com. As always, thank you for listening. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening. For more, check out braveadworld.com.